Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. As a continuation of Carol Urena's highly praised Love You True, her new book, Unrequieted, features an additional 75 short poems without titles, more expressions incurred by the feeling of true love. From Romeo and Juliet to Shakespeare's sonnets to the King James Version of the Bible, the romanticism of words and verses have always been an influence for Carol. While enjoying English literature and the classics, a favorite of hers has always been creative writing. And Carol Urena, author of Unrequieted, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's nice to be with you. Thanks so much. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You've done it again. The book was Love You True, was an amazing success. You followed it up with this book, Unrequieted. You know, as I'm looking through this, you share a lot of emotion. You share a lot about yourself. Were there difficult parts of this book that you wanted to share, or was that a simple process for you?
I think because the feeling was so strong, so pure, so true, so real, it was fairly easy. It didn't take much time. It did take time, but not much time. Not as long as I expected it to.
You know, it's interesting when you're saying that and reading the poems, I get the feeling sort of what comes to your mind, you write down. You don't go back and spend 3 hours going back over it. Is that true? Sort of the initial thoughts, what comes to you are the words that you express in your poetry?
Pretty much. I did reread them a number of times, edited some of them, but most of them remained pretty much the same.
The book
from the original that I first wrote down, from my thoughts, from my emotions. That's pretty much the process. It's pretty much what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, and trying to, I guess, make it rhyme.
Well, yes. And it's those initial thoughts and emotions that you build upon. Our guest on the program is Carol Urena. That's Urena. The book is Unrequieted. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, sent you to writersrepublic.com, the publisher. And, of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and log on to get information and order Carol's book. What part of the book was the most fun? I ask you about maybe a difficult part. What was most fun for you to write Unrequieted?
What's most fun about writing this book particularly was I think it was mostly the title of the book, that I love someone who hasn't really reciprocated, you know, their love, or knows that that I'm in love with them. It is kind of, you know, a bit of a love story, but that's probably what was most fun about this book, that despite the fact that it's unrequited love, you know, it's still very, very big, very real, very immense, you know?
Well, and it is, and sometimes it's difficult to try to deal with that. How difficult is unrequited love for you to deal with when you've got that love, that almost unconditional love that you want to extend to somebody, and you don't feel it's being reciprocated? How difficult is that?
At first, it was difficult, but I think that writing the poetry helped a lot with it, because I was able to put it in a place, you know, not just keep it all inside. So that's probably why it is as fun as it is for me.
When you wrote Love You True, did you realize that there would be another book that Unrequieted, probably didn't know what a name would be, but you would do a follow-up to Love You True?
No, that really wasn't in my plan. I was just going to do the one book, you know, put my feelings down on paper. But it's just so many feelings. I guess many people can relate and feel that oftentimes the words are not enough. I feel like I have like so many words. I don't think I'll write more poems, but who knows, you know?
Carol Urena, U-R-E-N-A, our guest. Her new book is Unrequieted. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com and the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Carol's page on writersrepublic.com, and you'll be able to order the book there as well. Do you find that poetry, in this case, taking a situation, your love, and expressing it in writing, is therapeutic? Does that help you through maybe difficult times, as good times as well as bad times?
It does. I think, you know, love should make you feel good. At least, you know, true love. It should feel wonderful. I think even if it isn't reciprocated or returned, and putting those feelings down on paper made me feel good. So definitely therapeutic. I would, you know, recommend it to anyone, you know, that if they're feeling down, maybe not writing down, you know, the negative thoughts that you're feeling, but, you know, what you would like to maybe even feel positive about, the things that you acknowledge are beautiful, you know, that maybe you don't find beauty in at the time, but you know are beautiful, you know, and put those things down on paper, maybe reread them from time to time, and maybe, you know, be in touch with those words that, you know, can give birth to, I think, happiness, you know? So
yes.
At least that's what it did for me. So, yeah.
So there's value to you, the value obviously to the reader in going through and taking your words and sort of relating them to their lives, but a value to you as well. It sounds like when you go back, you can help sort things out a little bit by reading your poetry.
I can. Yeah, that's true.
The book is Unrequieted. Our guest on the program is Carol Urena, U-R-E-N-A. Book available, writersrepublic.com, all of the usual places, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How did you go about putting this collection of 75 poems together? How do you put a collection together for a book? Did you have an idea going in how many you were going to have, or did it just feel right when you came to 75?
That's exactly what it was. The original number was going to be 50, but I felt that, you know, for all the feelings that I had, 50 poems were too few. I wanted it to also feel like a book, you know, so I felt like 75 poems would make it feel more like a book instead of just a few poems. They all have, it's not just the two books, it's five books in total. They all have the same layout. They all have the back cover with my thoughts on the book and inspirations and what I might think of love, or, you know, what I was writing in the book. They all have like an introductory page on you know, thoughts for the reader before they start reading the poems, and they each have 75 poems.
Talk about true love. You've mentioned that several times, and that, of course, is the basis in the book in dealing with true love. Do you think most people really feel true love? And you think about that, separating true love from what we say every day and throwing love around, which is a word that's used, possibly overused. Talk about true love and what impact that has had on your life, finding that true love.
Well, I wasn't really looking. That's what's so funny. I wasn't looking for love. So, you know, it just like happens upon my lap. You know, sometimes I don't know how it was even possible because I wasn't looking for love. You know, I felt, I guess, happy in my life. I didn't feel that anything was missing from it, but, you know, it just happens upon me, you know, and it never faded. It never wanes. I tried to kind of put it to the back of my head because it wasn't someone, you know, it was a public figure. It wasn't someone that I would, I guess, approach or, you know, try to start a relationship with. So, you know, I tried to forget about it. I never did. And I guess that's where I decided to put the words into writing, the feelings into writing, into words.
I mentioned the background you've had in writing and your impression at an early age of different types of writing. Talk about poetry, what you find enjoyable about that in terms of expressing your thoughts and mm-hmm. reading poetry. Where did this love of poetry begin? When did it begin?
I think it probably began in high school with Shakespeare and was it high school or junior high school? Just with English classes. And when it came to creative writing and the lectures on poetry, on different poets, but for me, especially Shakespeare, you know, and reading Romeo and Juliet, seeing a few of his plays. So I also in high school read the King James Version of the Bible, you know, front to back, and fell in love with that. So, you know, even that's poetry to me. So,
yes.
I guess that's where it all began. I did write my own poems. I don't have them many years ago. Not too many of them. Not like now. But I've always loved poetry.
How often do you write? Is this something where when you see something that provokes an emotion, you start writing a poem, or do you set aside time to actually write? How does that work for you?
Sometimes if I have a thought that I feel might be inspirational, I might share it, maybe write it down first. Look at it, maybe make a few changes, and then post it.
What are you working on now? You mentioned may not have another book in this series. Are you working on one?
I have been writing here and there, but not poems that rhyme. You know, I was thinking possibly, but I'm not sure. More like quotes, more like. Love quotes and inspirational quotes, a book, which I was thinking more inspirational. It's quite a number of quotes, because I was thinking like 365 of them, one for every day of the year. But I don't know. I don't know if I could come up with that many, maybe, possibly. But, you know, that was just a thought. And I'm not doing it as often as I was when I came up with these books that are already published.
Yeah, there's something about thinking about doing 365. It's probably daunting.
It's in the beginning. That probably was stopping me.
You may want to go back and do monthly. Start there and see maybe what happens, and take it up to mm-hmm. weekly. But I can understand how that would be overwhelming when you're thinking about it. What do you hope that the reader takes away from reading Unrequieted? You did this with a purpose. You did this from your own emotions. What do you hope the reader gets from reading Unrequieted?
I would hope that in reading the title of the book, and I guess reading that the poems are not like of a broken-hearted girl, I would say, you know,
yes.
that love is beautiful, you know, even if you can't share it with the person you love, you know, maybe like I did, put it down into writing, or, you know, let it inspire you some way, somehow, you know, in art, you know, whether drawing, painting, you know, let it inspire you.
Can you be content even if the love is unrequited? Can you be satisfied with that status?
I am. I'm satisfied with it. I'm fine with it. At first, it was harder to deal with. I guess writing the poetry made it easier to deal with. It did hurt at one point in my life, at one stage in my life, but not so much so anymore.
The book is Unrequieted. Carol Urena, our guest on the program, Urena. The book is available at writersrepublic.com, other places. You can go to our website and link on to writersrepublic.com, the bookshop there, and get information, order the book there as well. Carol, do you have a couple of poems that you could read for us? The poems are so well written, and you've done such a remarkable job, I think, in tapping into not only your emotions, but the emotions of the readers as well. Do you have a couple of poems you would be kind enough to read for us?
I do. I would love to. I'll start with one. Heaven descended upon the earth the day I fell in love with you. Who knew that it would give birth to feelings that only you induce? And I'll read one more.
Yes, please do.
When I stare at you, your eyes, your smile, I feel I can see into your soul. And no matter how long of a while that it might be, it never quite gets old.
Just several examples of the poetry you'll find in Carol's book, Unrequited. One that, as I'm reading through, I love this one. I want to mention this. I'll read this, try to read this, and then comment, get your comments on it. And with your love existence, I simply came to be. You opened me up to life, opened me up to living, opened me up to me. Talk about that, that opened me up to me. How, talk about that emotion when you've got a love for somebody that almost comes back on you. It opens up something inside you. Do you find that you're able to tap into some emotion you didn't think you were going to because of your love for someone else?
That's exactly what it was, especially with this poetry. And not just with poetry, you know, even with other things like, you know, cooking, you know, because it's like, you know, the food makes so many of us happy.
Exactly.
Cooking and, you know, and thinking, you know, like if I were with this person, what else could I do besides besides writing poetry, you know? And I started like, you know, even coming up with my own recipes, because, you know, I used to cook from recipes and cookbooks, but even coming up with my own recipes. So, you know, this love really did open me up to like, to different things. It did.
Well, and another line in there, you opened me up to life. And I wonder as I'm reading that, how many times people go through life, maybe not fully experiencing it because they've not felt that true love that you talk about so well in all of your books. Do you think some of us get caught up in day-to-day and we really don't appreciate true love and allow it to open up our lives?
Yes, I believe that statement is very true. I think we get so busy with the hustle and the bustle, or, you know, even like prerequisites that we have for finding a partner, you know, that kind of like block, maybe finding the person that's right for us.
You know, it's interesting because most of us at the end of the day will flip on the television or listen to music or something and end the day. It seems like when you end a lot of your days, there's this reflection period that may end up in writing a poem or not. Talk about that, putting things in perspective at the end of the day and maybe enjoying life more because you go back and not necessarily analyze what happened, but appreciate what happened during the course of your day.
I think, you know, it's important to try to find like something that you do appreciate in the day. You know, I think it makes the day much better. I think it's important to have talks with yourself when you're feeling down,
yes.
Things like that. Like, why am I feeling so down? You know, it's a sunny day. It's a beautiful day, you know, pick yourself back up. You know, I have to have those kind of talks with myself sometimes. So, you know, and I didn't always, you know, that's something that I've learned to do that I think might help some people with the day to day, even if they haven't found true love, you know, I think it's very important.
I think it would be difficult to read your poetry, in this case, the book Unrequited, and not pick up that sense that what you have gone through and being able to sort it out, make sense of it, appreciate it. And maybe the reader would go, you know, I really need to be more reflective on my life and appreciate these moments and open myself up to me by reading the poetry or having my own experiences and writing about those as well. The nice thing about this book, too, and I think you alluded to it, you go back and read it from time to time. This is something you put up on the bookshelf, and you can read it all at once, or you can read it over several days, and you can go back maybe 2 years from now and catch up on some of the themes in your poetry, can't you?
I think so. I would hope so. Well, I would hope that it would be a book that when the person purchases it, they would like to keep or pass it on because they want somebody else to feel that feeling that they might have felt when they read it.
Well, and there's a great idea, a great book that you can give to someone and open up their world a little bit, as Carol's been able to open up hers with her reflective poetry. The book is Unrequieted. A minute left in the program here, you mentioned may not be doing more poetry. I mentioned the fascination, the love of creative writing. Are you writing anything else other than poetry?
Well, like I said, like the quotes, inspirational quotes,
yes.
some love quotes, but mostly inspirational ones.
I didn't know if a love novel was in the process or not.
Oh, no. No novels.
Just easier to do it this way.
I prefer short, maybe to the point, thoughts. I guess because that's how my writing is. It's more like my thoughts, you know. And sometimes thoughts are not so long as a novel might be, you know. Some of our thoughts are brief. Some of our thoughts are a bit longer. Some of our thoughts are recurring, but they're not particularly long the way that a novel would be.
Well, and you possess that talent that you're able to say something with a minimal amount of words, get right to the emotion that you're talking about, the situation that you're talking about, and we understand that and can move on. So as a reader, thank you for that. We don't have to read four pages and go back and try to understand what you're saying. You're very clear. And when we finish, we're very reflective ourselves and go back over that. And it opens up doors, I think, for all of the readers. The book by Carol Urena, that's Urena, is Unrequieted. You'll find it the usual places. I'll direct you to the publisher, writersrepublic.com. That's the link we have on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Carol, a pleasure having you on the program to talk about Unrequieted, your other books. Go to work on the inspiration for a day. In 3-4 years, we'll get together and talk about it again. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Good luck with all of the continued success with all your future books.
Okay, thanks so much.
It has been our pleasure. Carol Urena, the book is Unrequieted. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.